The book covers many topics relating to the art of living. The authors define Ikigai and the rules of Ikigai. They conducted a total of 100 interviews in Ogmi, Okinawa, to try to understand the longevity secrets of centenarians and super centenarians. What do Japanese artisans, engineers, Zen philosophy, and cuisine have in common? Simplicity and attention to detail. The authors of the book wish you a long, happy, and purposeful life. What is Ikigai? In Japanese, Ikigai is written by combining the symbols that mean life with to be worthwhile. Translates roughly as the happiness of always being busy. There is a passion inside you, a unique talent that gives meaning to your days and drives you to share the best of yourself until the very end. If you don't know what your Ikigai is yet, as Viktor Frankl says, your mission is to discover it. Our Ikigai is different for all of us, but one thing we have in common is that we are all searching for meaning. When we spend our days feeling connected to what is meaningful to us, we live more fully. When we lose the connection, we feel despair. Our Ikigai is hidden deep inside of each of us, and finding it requires a patient search. According to those born on Okinawa, the island with the most centenarians in the world, our Ikigai is the reason we get up in the morning. Once you discover your Ikigai, pursuing it and nurturing it every day will bring meaning to your life. They have an important purpose in life, or several. They have an Ikigai, but they don't take it too seriously. They are relaxed and enjoy all that they do. One thing that everyone with a clearly defined Ikigai has in common is that they pursue their passion no matter what. Looking at the image in the middle, you have your Ikigai, which is surrounded by passion, mission, vocation, and profession. You will see that mixed passion and mission is what you love. Mixing mission and vocation is what the world needs. Mixing profession and vocation is what you can be paid for. And mixing profession with passion, what you are good at. The 10 rules of Ikigai. Number 1, stay active, don't retire. 2, take it slow. 3, don't fill your stomach. 4, surround yourself with good friends. 5, get in shape for your next birthday. 6, smile. 7, reconnect with nature. 8, give thanks. 9, live in the moment, and 10, follow the Ikigai. Stress and existential crisis. Many people seem older than they are. Research into the cause of premature aging has shown that stress has a lot to do with it. The American Institute of Stress investigated the degenerative process and concluded that most health problems are caused by stress. Existential crisis, on the other hand, is typical of modern societies in which people do what they are told to do, or what others do, rather than what they want to do. They often try to fill the gap between what is expected of them and what they want for themselves with economic power or physical pleasure, or by numbing their senses. Those who give up the things they love doing and do well lose their purpose in life. That's why it's so important to keep doing things of value, making progress, bringing beauty or utility to others, helping out, and shaping the world around you, even after your official professional activity has ended. Morita therapy. Many Westerners' forms of therapy focus on controlling or modifying the patient's emotions. In the West, we tend to believe that what we think influences how we feel, which in turn influences how we act. In contrast, Morita therapy focuses on teaching patients to accept their emotions without trying to control them, since their feelings will change as a result of their actions. Logotherapy and Morita therapy are both grounded in a personal, unique experience that you can access without therapist or spiritual retreats. The mission of finding your Ikigai, your existential fuel, once you find it, it is only a matter of having the courage and making the effort to stay on the right path. Flow. The happiest people are not the ones who achieve the most. They are the ones who spend more time than others in a state of flow. In order to achieve this optimal experience, we have to focus on increasing the time we spend on activities that bring us to this state of flow, rather than allowing ourselves to get caught up in the activities that offer immediate pleasure. Concentrating on one thing at a time may be the single most important factor in achieving flow. Japanese people often apply themselves to even the most basic tasks with an intensity that borders on obsession. Our ability to turn routine tasks into moments of microflow, into something we enjoy, is the key to our being happy, since we all have to do such tasks. Artists, for example, who carry the torch of their ikigai instead of retiring, have this power. Art, in all its form, is an ikigai that brings happiness and purpose to our days. Enjoying or creating beauty is free, and something all human beings have access to. Artists know how important it is to protect their space, control their environment, and be free of distractions if they want to flow with their ikigai. Many such artists might seem misanthropic or reclusive, but what they are really doing is protecting the time that brings them happiness, sometimes at the expense of other aspects of their lives. They are outliers who apply the principles of flow to their lives to an extreme. According to Csikszentmihalyi, in order to focus on a task, we need, number one, to be in a distraction-free environment. Number two, have the control over what we are doing at every moment. Ogami Okinawa. We realize right away that the time seems to have stopped there, as though the entire town we live in an endless here and now. Many Japanese people never really retire. They keep doing what they love for as long as their health allows. The Japanese are skilled at bringing nature and technology together, not man versus nature, but rather a union of the two. Okinawans live by the principle of Ichibachore, a local expression that means treat everyone like a brother, even if you've never met them before. Celebrations seem to be an essential part of life in Ogami. Slow living. Being in a hurry is inversely proportional to a quality of life. As the old saying goes, walk slowly and you'll go far. When we leave urgency behind, life and time take on new meaning. Looking back, our days in Ogami were intense but relaxed, sort of like the lifestyle of the locals, who always seemed too busy with important tasks, but who, upon closer inspection, did everything with a sense of calm. They were always pursuing their ikigai, but they were never in a rush. They are always busy, but they occupy themselves with tasks that allow them to relax. We didn't see a single old grandpa sitting on a bench doing nothing. The restaurant is right by the sea and seems like something from the planet Tatooine from Star Wars. The menu boasts in large letters that it serves slow food prepared with organic vegetables grown in the town. Secrets of the Centaurians and Super Centaurians. Over the course of a week, we conducted a total of 100 interviews, asking the eldest members of the community about their life philosophy, their ikigai, and the secrets to longevity. Don't worry. Cultivate good habits. Nurture your friendships every day. Live an unhurried life. Be optimistic. Eat and sleep, and you'll live a long time. You have to learn to relax. I've never eaten meat in my life. Everything's fine. Your body and your mind, you keep both busy, and you'll be here for a long time. I just haven't died yet. Food won't help you live longer. The secret is smiling and having a good time. My secret to a long life is always saying to myself, slow down and relax. You live much longer if you're not in a hurry. Note, hooray for more slow living. The key to staying sharp in old age is in your fingers, from your fingers to your brain and back again. If you keep your fingers busy, you will live to see 100. Longevity diet. 100% of the people we interviewed kept a vegetable garden, and most of them always have fields of tea, mangoes, shikiwasa, and so on. Locals eat a wide variety of foods, especially vegetables. Variety seems to be the key. A study of Okinawa's centenarians showed that they ate 206 different foods, including spices, on a regular basis. They ate an average of 18 different foods each day, a striking contrast to the nutritional poverty of our fast food culture. They ate at least 5 servings of fruit and vegetables every day. At least 7 types of fruits and vegetables are consumed by the Okinawans on a daily basis. The easiest way to check if there is enough variety on your table is to make sure you're eating the rainbow. A table featuring red peppers, carrots, spinach, cauliflower, and eggplant, for example, offers great color and variety. Vegetables, potatoes, legumes, and soy products such as tofu are the staples of the Okinawans' diet. More than 30% of their daily calories comes from vegetables. Grains are the foundation of their diet. Japanese people eat white rice every day, sometimes adding noodles. Rice is the primary food in Okinawa as well. Eat fish on average of 3 times per week. Consume fewer calories on average of 1,785 per day compared to 2,068 in the rest of Japan. In fact, low caloric intake is among the 5 blue zones. Tofu, miso, tuna, carrots, goya, bitter melon, kuba, sea help, cabbage, nori, seaweed, onion, soy sprouts, kemcha, cucumber-like gourd, soybeans, boiled or raw, sweet potatoes, and peppers. Okinawans drink more sanpika, a mix of green tea and jasmine flowers, than any other kind of tea. Okinawans drink an average of 3 cups of sanpincha every day. White tea, which its high concentration of polyphenols, may be even more effective against aging. In fact, it is considered to be the natural product of the greatest antioxidant power in the world, to the extent that one cup of white tea might pack the same punch as about a dozen glasses of orange juice. Other memorable quotes. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. To be able to concentrate for a considerable amount of time is essential to difficult achievement. The grand essentials to happiness in life are something to do, something to love, and something to hope for. Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Nanakobi Yaoki, fall 7 times, rise 8. Metabolism slows down 90% after 30 minutes of sitting. The enzymes that move that bad fat from your arteries to your muscles, where it can get burned off, slow down. And after 2 hours, good cholesterol drops 20%. Just getting up for 5 minutes is going to get things going again. These things are as simple, so they're almost stupid. And that's a wrap on Ikigai Summary. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. Ikigai, The Japanese Secret to a Long and Happy Life by Albert Lieberman and Hector Garcia. The people of Japan believe that everyone has an ikigai, a reason to jump out of bed each morning. And according to the residents of the Japanese island of Okinawa, the world's longest living people, finding it is the key to a longer and more fulfilled life. Inspiring and comforting, this book will give you the life-changing tools to uncover your personal ikigai. It will show you how to leave urgency behind, find your purpose, nurture friendships, and throw yourself into your passions. Bring meaning and joy to every day with Ikigai.